This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this daily devotional special. We're looking today at Psalm 103, and we've arrived at verse 6. We're going through this verse by verse by verse, and it's an honour and a privilege to do this. I did this on Psalm 91 not that long ago, and I love doing this. I love to hear what the Word of God says. I love to share it. And I love it to come to life for you. You know, I've just been talking to a really good friend of mine, Jen. And she was telling me about this person who's a Messianic Jew. I'm not going to give you his name. But she was telling me that he is teaching false teaching. And he is stating that he does not believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just said to her, I just pray in Jesus' name I never bring false teaching. But you know, and this fills me right to the very top of my head. I am so fortunate for what God Almighty has commissioned me to do, because He wants me to talk about His love. He told me years ago, tell my people about my love. That is my commission. That is what I do. And that is what I love to do. And I'm never happier, beloved, than when I am preaching His word. Verse 6 says, the Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. David is stating that. He is saying the Lord gives righteousness. Watch this. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Just look what Jesus says in Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 6. He said, God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice. And where's the blessing? The blessing is this: for they will be satisfied. Say that with me. For they will be satisfied. And my heart immediately goes to those peoples all over the world, but especially I think of those in Iraq right now, in northern Iraq, in Mosul, those Christians who are being persecuted, those dear, wonderful believers of the Lord Jesus Christ who are being persecuted because of their faith. They are told they have to deny the deity of Jesus. If they don't, their lives are taken. And I can hear what you're saying. I can hear what you're thinking. You're thinking, if their lives are taken, how is that just? How is that right? It is justice and it is righteousness, beloved. For when they get to glory, and they come face to face with God Almighty Himself, and they come face to face with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and He looks at them and says, well done, my good and faithful servant, because they believed to the end, because they believed right to the finish line. and they have run the race. And the Lord God Almighty has allowed them to be in glory, for I know, beloved, I know without even thinking or praying about this, I know in my spirit that those dear people are in glory. But what about the rest of us? Beloved, this is what we are told in the scripture, and this is what we believe, and this is what we continue to believe. And that is why there is so much controversy, because all of these false teachers are saying, no, that doesn't refer to now. That refers to another time. I was telling you on Monday's broadcast, my father preached the gospel for 30 years, but when part of the gospel my dad left out was the Holy Spirit and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is alive and well and filling us to this day. For he believed that the imbuement of the Holy Spirit died out with the first Christians. After the time of Pentecost, that was it. It was gone. My dad believed that. And he believed that for 30 years, and that's what he preached until 1968, when the Holy Spirit filled him completely. And the Holy Spirit filled my mother completely, and they were changed. In a twinkling of an eye, they were changed. And now I know that I know that I know that I know that they reside in glory with their precious Jesus. And Jesus isn't judging my dad for what he believed, because he said, Father, I am so sorry, please forgive me. And the Bible tells us from the east to the west it was gone. The sins were remembered no longer. As far as the east is from the west. Just know this. For me, the key to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is understanding his love. The key to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is believing that he died for us so that he could reconnect us with our Father in heaven, so he could establish a link between man and God. That is why Jesus died. That is why he suffered on the cross. And Jesus is saying these words to you right now, today. He is saying, God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. I'll say that again. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. David is saying to you right now, he is saying, the Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Have you been treated unfairly?